So, Mark, when someone sneezes, are you a bless you kind of guy, kazundite, excuse you?
Definitely not the last one. That seems kind of rude. But otherwise, I try to shake it up a little bit, you know, keep things fresh.
Keep things fresh. That's right. Either way, you might be saying a lot more of this in the future.
That is not good news for allergy sufferers, and I count myself top of that list, unfortunately.
I'm right there with you. So if you've been thinking that this year's allergy season seems to be a lot worse right now, it's probably because it is. And the culprit is, of course, what else? Climate change. I spoke more about it with Teresa Crimmins, director of the USA National Phenology Network at the University of Arizona.
So I think probably it's fairly common knowledge at this point that over the last several decades, many decades, temperatures have been increasing globally. And that's basically the result of increases in the concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. And both of those ingredients are causing plants to grow more. And when plants grow more, they can make more pollen. Mm. And so in the last three decades or so, we've actually seen the pollen season start about 20 days earlier than it used to.
Oof.
And yeah, and as those plants are growing and active for that longer period of time, they're actually able to grow more robustly too. The increased carbon dioxide in the atmosphere actually acts like a fertilizer. Hmm. And so the plants are growing larger and producing more greater quantities of pollen. And so both of those ingredients are resulting in more stuff in the air that can cause problems for us.
Wow. So another thing we can actually directly blame on climate change, it sounds like.
Yeah, pretty much.
So this also means, as you're saying, that the allergy season will be longer and longer going forward. Is this also true in Arizona where, you know, things get so hot that in the summer often plants are not blooming? You know, they're dormant, they're dead?
That's a really good question. It's not all plants, actually, that, mm-hmm. that release pollen and create problems for us. It's the plants that are wind pollinated. So anything that's pollinated by an insect or a bird, like a hummingbird, those are good plants. Those are not the ones causing your allergies. they're called anemophilous plants, the ones that are pollinated by the wind blowing the pollen from one plant to another.
Okay.
Those pollen grains tend to be smaller, and those plants produce a whole lot more of it because they are basically betting on chance there that one of those pollen grains that gets released onto the wind currents can make it to one of its brethren and thereby help that individual plant complete its life cycle.
Huh. So what are the culprits here? Like, what can we weed out of our yards to make sure it's not at least so bad?
Yeah, it's different groups of plants at different times of the year. The stuff that creates problems in the spring typically are your deciduous trees. So things like birches and oaks and maples, which we actually do still have here in Arizona.
Yeah.
And then later into the summer and the fall, it's more grasses and actually ragweed. Hmm. Some of the other really big contenders, the problematic plants, are junipers and cypress too, which we actually do have a fair number of in a lot of our neighborhoods. And those guys can really produce some serious pollen.
So allergies are one thing. Does this have sort of ecological implications beyond that? The kind of overgrowth, overpollination, these longer seasons where we're seeing plants pollinate for longer?
That's a complicated, multidimensional question. Kind of all we can say is that there are so many ways in which components of the environment are changing that are either unanticipated or it's really difficult to understand the consequences for it, that I think there's a lot of surprises lurking around corners for us.
So, yeah, let's talk then about projections here, lastly. Like, where does this end? How bad could it get in terms of, could we be looking at even worse allergies going forward?
Yeah, it's a good question. Unfortunately, the news doesn't look super promising right now. There was a study that just came out last week that kind of tried to predict what the pollen in the air might look like by the end of the century under the highest emission scenario. So ones where we don't really curb CO2 emissions to a great extent. Mm-hmm. And they said we might see upwards of 200% more pollen in the air.
Wow.
With that season starting 10 to 40 days earlier in the spring and extending 5 to 15 days later in the fall. So a longer season with the larger plants producing more pollen. and pretty much creating chaos for all of us.
Everyone get your tissues at the ready, I guess. All right. Yeah. That is Teresa Crimmins, director of the USA National Phenology Network, which is based at the University of Arizona. Teresa, thanks for coming on. I hope the news gets better in the future. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.